going to tell you about my sister. And it has to do with weddings and funerals. So my sister and I, not super close. I think I'm the youngest. She's 2 years older than me. And I think I was like the kid who spoiled everything for her. I don't know if she actively disliked me, but she did not pay attention to me. And if you met us, you might think that we did not grow up in the same family at all. We were different. She has a photographic memory. I'm completely attention deficit and dyslexic. I was the nice athletic child. She was the one with straight A's. When I got engaged and was going to be married, I asked my sister to be my maid of honor. And her response was, "Why do I have to do it?" So I moved on and found someone else. And as it happened, because of family pressure, she was included in the wedding party. And we'll just leave it at that. It was fine. She looked great that night. In fact, she looked so great that everyone kept commenting to me how great my sister looked. But that's okay. We're just different. When we both had children about 2 weeks from each other, I guess she doesn't like public things. I made all the arrangements. My family lives in Ireland. My parents were over. We had both had children. I made all the arrangements for my child to be baptized. And she snuck up on the fly and asked the priest if he could include her kid too. He said no. My parents lived in Ireland. They moved back in 1997. My dad had an early onset dementia. They moved back to where my dad grew up. It's a town kind of like Mayberry. It was a small fishing village outside of Waterford City. It was the kind of town where he went back and everybody still knew him. And when I went back, the first time I went back as an adult, which was kind of as a kid, I was probably 15 or 16, people were stopping me on the street asking me if I was his daughter, home from America. It's that kind of place. They moved back because it is kind of a kinder, gentler nation. They knew that there would be friends there. He could continue more of a life there for both of them. So he eventually did decline, and I ended up going home on very short notice. I remember it was February 1st, 2008. And I was there with my mother. He was not doing well. I went to support her, and the women, the nurses who were caring for him, basically said, you know, we don't know when, you know, he could die. It could be tomorrow. It could be 6 months from now. We just don't know. So I called my sister, and I said, we don't know how long this will be. So basically what I'm telling you is that I could call you tomorrow, and you're going to have to come home. We don't know, so be ready. It ended up that he did pass, maybe 10 days later, and we kept her updated. I said, be ready, the call may come, be ready. So when he did die, I called her, and you can't just get to Ireland like today because the flights are always overnight. So he might have died on the Tuesday, but she didn't get there till the Thursday. And remember, small town. And even Waterford City, which, by the way, just got on that New York Times list of the places to travel. Highly recommend. Even still, shopping is not big there. I mean, you can shop, but the stores are open from 11 to 5, and still sometimes there's notes that say, we're not here because we're out to lunch or we needed a coffee or something. So my sister arrives, And I had been to the grocery store that morning with my another aunt to do all the shopping because everyone was coming in town and doing all the things necessary when someone dies. And I was at the grocery store at 9 o'clock in the morning, and my credit card was declined because, as one does, when you buy gas and groceries in a foreign country, they decline your credit card. That wasn't cool. My sister comes in from the airport, and she announces that we need to go to town because she has nothing to wear. For fuck's sake, are you kidding me? Like, you have nothing to wear? You were prepared. So we went through the house and found her clothes to wear, which was fine. And we were making the arrangements for the funeral, which was very surreal. The house that my dad grew up in is directly across the street from the church. So the custom was is that the body would normally come from the house and be walked to the church. And because the family still actually lives in that house, we walked with the coffin behind the coffin to the church past the house, which was tradition. We decided that we would have a dinner or lunch that day in a place called O'Shea's. It's down the hill. Now, the hill I know very well because I have walked up that hill quite drunk many times. I know every stop along the way at the hill. Halfway up the hill is a chipper called Tony's. And most of the chippers in this very small town close, but Tony knows that he can make a few euros at night when all the bars close because everyone goes to Tony's. And at the chippers there, you may or may not be familiar, they sell, of course, chips, but they sell burgers, they sell everything, and the biggest delicacy of the world is the Irish sausage. They are deep fried, and on the way home from the pub, they are fabulous. And the tradition is you go to Tony's and say, "How big are your sausages?" before you order your sausages. Anyway, my sister and I nearly got in a knockdown dragout over how far the church was to the restaurant. She insisted it was 2 miles. And I insisted that it was not 2 miles because there's no way I could walk that far. And by the way, it is uphill. And when I say uphill, I mean like San Francisco uphill. The dispute was finally resolved when a cousin came and decided to recite how far it was in golf shots down the hill to O'Shea's. It was weird. It was uncomfortable. I ended up staying a little while longer, and she went home. We're not close. And then one day, I was at work, and she called me, and she said, Lester died. Lester was her, I called him the husband, boyfriend, fiance, because we never really knew the status, but they'd been together for like 30 years. They had a son the same age. It was all fine. And she was probably 46 or 47, and her life partner has now passed away. And she had a son who was, I think, probably 20 or so. And I asked, what can I do? She said, nothing right now. And I said, well, if you let me know, let me know what you want me to do. And the next day I called her again and I said, would you like me to come with you to make any arrangements? And she said, no. They were going the next morning at 11 o'clock in the morning. Okay, fine. So she called me the next morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, literally panicked and in tears, and asked me to come. So I did. And she irritates the hell out of me, honestly. I feel like I am the responsible one, but I have come to the point where I can now say that she is my sister. That is how she is. I take what I can from the relationship. I know that probably I'm not going to get anything back, or not a lot back, but here we are. She is my only one that is left with me here in America.